speaking with Colonel Anthony Hoffman. And Colonel, the announcement earlier this week, and I think we kind of knew that this was coming, that the Missouri River flood of 2011 is officially over. What does that set into motion for the Corps of Engineers?
Well, really, Mike, it sets into motion our, you know, responsibility under Public Law 8499 for those levee systems that are in good standing with that with PL 8499 to repair those levee systems if damaged during the flood. And really, the declaration is based on the trigger, really, for the declaration of an official end to the flood fight is when the Missouri River, in this case, is back in bank. And our announcement was made in conjunction with the Omaha District, as you know, simply because our areas obviously are so close together in the same basin.
Now, you're presented with a lot of challenges that are fairly unique to this flood. Some of that has to do with the unprecedented scope and length of the flood, but also a lot of funding issues out of Washington, D.C., right?
There's always some challenges associated with that, Mike. That's true.
What are you facing right now in relation to the size and the scope of this flood that maybe makes the response effort unique?
Well, I think, as you noted, Mike, what really makes it unique is the length of this flood fight. For Kansas City District, we declared the start of the flood fight on the 26th of May, and my math tells me it's 145 total days. So I think unprecedented compared to other years of flooding in this area. So with that come a variety of challenges. One is the number of levee systems that have been impacted, and then the funding that goes along with that. I can tell you that we are funded right now for our top five levee systems that we have that have been damaged. So we have funding for that. That's good news. That funding came from reallocation of funds throughout the Army Corps of Engineers. So internal to the Corps of Engineers, the 45 districts in the Army Corps of Engineers, that's where that funding was collected up at headquarters and then pushed down through Northwestern Division, my higher headquarters, down to the district level. So that's good news that our top five are funded, and we can proceed and start moving forward with those top five, Mike.
Have those top five been identified then?
They are. They are identified. They're Union Township, number one. And again, I'm just giving you the top five here. Hope County, Rushville, Sugar Lake, Bean Lake, and Wakandah. Those are the top five that we've received funding for thus far. We have three others approved for funding, but have not, again, the funds haven't been allocated down, but they've been approved verbally for funding, and those are North Kansas City, L-455. Again, L is left bank, River Mile 455, and R, right bank, 471, 460, Mike.
All right. And now, is the assessment of other levee systems still going on then?
Absolutely. What happens in that process, Mike, is we'll receive the levy sponsors will complete if they're in the PL Public Law 8499 program requests for assessment, and we process those requests, and then we will request funds for the damage assessment portion. There's a damage assessment portion, as well as the second part of that is the actual repair, the engineering and design. Repair. So really kind of two pots of funds, so to speak. So as those sponsors bring those requests to us, we will then get those approved and then request funding for the damage assessment associated with those.
All right. Now, my understanding from conversations I had with Bob about what had developed leading up to this is that because of the funding situation, there may be some levees that go unrepaired for a time while you wait on additional funds, and that's why you're having to go through this prioritization process. Are there some levee systems in particular that you're concerned about or that may go unaddressed for a while?
Well, absolutely. And just to be very transparent here, you've got national challenges with not only the Missouri River Basin. Obviously, there was flooding earlier in the Mississippi River Basin, and then what transpired with the tropical storms out east. So all that collectively nationally impacts many organizations, to include the Corps of Engineers. So there's obviously a shortage of funds, and then obviously you're going to have to go with the priority, what gets prioritized in accordance with those funds. A lot of that is out of our hands on the national funding piece, as you know. So our job is to, you know, make sure we identify what the priorities are based on the criteria of those that are going to provide the most life, public safety, and critical infrastructure risk reduction during the 2012 runoff season. Absolutely. There will be some challenges nationally, and the risk will be high as we go into the 2012 runoff season, not only in the Missouri River Basin, but also the Mississippi River Basin, and probably out east as well for the damages they had, Mike.
Okay, well, and I would assume then that as you continue that assessment process and as you get some estimates for what you're going to need to repair damage, you're going to deliver those to Washington to say, look, this is how much we're going to need as soon as you can get it to us?
Yeah, absolutely. We've already started that process. I mean, we've given estimates on all of the levees, and right now we're looking at about 56 different levee systems on the list. And what we've done is initial assessments, but even for the top five, as you know, with what transpired, especially in Union Township, Holt County area, we're just now able to get in there and do some boots on the ground assessments. So some of those assessments can actually change. We've provided kind of what we think the damage is, but as we get on the ground and are able to get on the ground with the water receding, then we'll update those. We'll get more accurate assessments with boots on the ground. We've provided kind of a baseline where we think the damage is already, and then we'll adjust accordingly as we get boots on the ground.
All right. Can you help me out with exactly what area it is you cover again? I want to make sure I don't get that confused.
Right. The Kansas City District, geographically, as you know, the Corps of Engineers is geographically by watershed, so it's not by state lines. The Kansas City District is basically from Rulo, Nebraska, down to near the mouth of the Missouri and Mississippi River, just shy of that. So that's the Kansas City District's area of operation. North of Rulo is the Omaha District, Army Corps of Engineers.
All right. Yeah. Do you know how many levee systems are in that have been affected by this flood?
In the Kansas City area or the entire Missouri River Basin, Mike?
Either one, if you know either one or both.
So we've got, in the Kansas City District, we've got 156 total levee systems. And again, those are categorized by those that are in the Public Law 8499 program. So that's what the Corps of Engineers tracks. And why I say that is the state of Missouri will have their own levee systems that we don't track that are not in the program. So we have 156 levee systems. 105 of those are non-federal systems. Those were built not by the federal government and maintained by local sponsors. And 51 federal systems that were built by the federal government, maintained by local levee sponsors.
How would you characterize the damage that is being found in the assessments?
Well, first and foremost, I think the levees overall, given the magnitude of this event and the duration, the hydraulic charging that went on in these levees, I think overall the system held up very well, frankly, 145 days. So overall, very well. But there are certain areas, especially in northwest Missouri, for instance, that got a lot of water in the Big Lake area, et cetera. So it really depends on the specific location you're talking about. But overall, I think the levee system did very well given the magnitude and duration of this event, Mike.
All right. And do you plan?
If I might add, that's a tribute to our levy sponsors, which are phenomenal. We have good relationships with our levy sponsors, and that goes back to, I think, the maintenance they've done. So a tribute to the levy sponsors for the work they've done, and I think a very good relationship with the Corps overall on those levy systems.
Now, do you anticipate having to rebuild some of these levees to greater heights or some way modify them based on what happened this year?
Well, I anticipate we'll build back to where they were, and in the case of the non-federal levy systems, they're built to a much lower standard than the federal levy systems, just based on what the design, et cetera, was. But really, the key is to try to get them back to where they were prior to this flood event.
Okay. Sure. All right, Colonel, that's all I had for you. I know you're getting tight on time here. If you want me to let you go, is there anything else you want to hit on while I've got you?
Well, I think the key, you've identified the key. There's going to be risk in the system, Mike. I'm just being upfront and transparent in the communication. Nationally, there's challenges budget-wise. Obviously, that's out of my purview. And we will do our job as best we can on repairing these levee systems once funding comes in. But there is going to be risk in the system, not only in the Missouri River Basin, but others as well, based on what's transpired with respect to flooding across the country from various events. So there is risk. We'll continue to work to repair these levees and continue to serve the public.
I have seen reports that long-term forecasts seem to be on your side in that right now it's not anticipated that another flooding event could happen before you get a chance to address that risk and to address the damage done by this year's flood. Is that what you've seen?
It is, Mike. And the biggest risk for us is, as we approach 2012, is the funding and getting funding to repair, and then the work window we'll have in the wintertime, which I can't predict the weather. But that work window is critical for us to get to work in the winter season, as you know.